The text for this morning's message is from the Old Testament reading, Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 34, where we read, "No longer will a man teach his neighbor or a man his brother, saying, 'Know the Lord,' because they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, declares the Lord. For I will forgive their wickedness and will remember their sins no more." This is our text. Dear friends in Christ, when it comes to recalling past hurts and offenses, people have pretty long memories. We may not remember what we had for breakfast this morning, but we can remember in great detail the sins people have committed against us. A few years ago, I ministered to a man in his late 70s who could recall in vivid detail the insulting names his classmates called him in the third grade. A sister in the Lord once told me that she couldn't remember the presents she got on her birthday 20 years ago, but she remembered her hurt and disappointment when her husband forgot her birthday 20 years ago. During my ministry, I've come across people who could recall offenses that occurred 40, 50, 60, even 70 years ago. And sadly, some of these people still held grudges over something that happened 30, 40, 50, even 60 years ago. Thankfully, God isn't like you and me. You see, we're all guilty of wronging God on a daily basis. We wrong God every day, if not with our actions, then certainly with our thoughts and desires. When God tells us not to do something, oh, that behavior seems so attractive. Everyone's doing it. Why not us? And when God calls us to action, to love the neighbor, to help the poor, to forgive the enemy, whoo, these are the things that we resist, the things that we neglect. We sin with our hearts, our minds, our bodies, our desires. It's no wonder King David wrote in Psalm 130, "If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand?" Yet, because of Christ, because Jesus lived a perfect life for us and paid the punishment for our sins, God doesn't keep a list, a record of our wrongdoing. Unlike you and me, God doesn't even remember the wrongs we've committed against Him. The Lord tells us in today's text that under God's new covenant, a man will no longer teach his neighbor or a man his brother, saying, "Know the Lord," for they will all know Him, from the least of them to the greatest. That means that all believers in Christ have equal access to God, and they will know God as He should be known. God further declares that under this new covenant, He will forgive our wickedness and will remember our sins no more. Because we're forgiven for Christ's sake, God doesn't even remember our sins. They're gone, out of God's sight and mind. It's not that God has a bad memory. He's God. He knows everything. He knows everything about you. But He's chosen to forget your sins. He's chosen to put them out of His mind because of what Jesus did for you and me. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, Paul defines what love is in a very beautiful chapter. Remember that chapter? Love is patient. Love is kind. It's beautiful. And at 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5, he declares that love keeps no record of wrongs. Because Jesus has restored us to God, because He's brought us into a father-child relationship with God, God keeps no record of our wrongs. Our slate is wiped clean. God won't bring up past offenses and say, "Remember that sin, that one you committed 30 years ago? Oh man, you really blew it. You owe me, buddy. You've got to pay. No. He's chosen to forget our sins. He's chosen to never use them as a weapon against us. As far as he's concerned, those sins were taken care of 2,000 years ago when Jesus died on the cross and rose again. Instead of pouring out punishment on us, he only pours out his love and favor upon us. Does that mean that God forgives us even when we commit the same sin over and over again? Let's be honest. Most of us struggle with a sin we want to avoid, but we commit it over and over and over again. Does God forgive us every time? And the answer is yes. God forgives us every time. Now keep in mind that we can't use God's forgiveness as a license to sin. You can't say, well, I can do anything I want to. I can sin all I want to because God forgives me. If you say that, your faith is in pretty rough shape. That's not really repentance. True faith in Jesus involves repenting of your sin, turning away from it, and relying on Jesus for cleansing. The good news is, with repentance and reliance on Jesus for cleansing, God's forgiveness is yours every time. More than that, in the power of that forgiveness, God's Holy Spirit helps you in your struggles with sin. He'll strengthen you. Just know this. No matter how much you struggle with sin, and you might struggle with sin mightily, Jesus will be with you. His sacrifice covers you now and always. God's forgiveness, his forgetfulness, if you will, is a great thing. We need it to be right with God, to have a father-child relationship with God. And God's forgiveness motivates and empowers us to forgive others. You know, forgiving other people is essential for a healthy spiritual life, a healthy mental life, a healthy emotional life. You don't have to go very far to find people who made a mess of their lives by their refusal to forgive. I knew two farmers who were the best of friends in their younger days. They worked together. They were in each other's wedding. Their kids played together. They went to the same church. They were officers in the same church. But there came a time when they got into a fight. They fought over a piece of land. They wanted to buy the same piece of land. And they wound up not speaking to one another for over 30 years. Now, they reconciled, but they didn't speak to each other for over 30 years. What a waste. Without forgiveness, minds become satiated with ugly, hateful thoughts. Without forgiveness, even loving family members can become bitter enemies. But thanks be to God, the gospel of Jesus Christ is the most powerful and effective motivation for forgiving others in all the world. Think about it. Jesus forgives you daily and much. He forgives you year after year, month after month, week after week, day after day, hour after hour, moment after moment. He forgives you tons and tons and tons. If Jesus so forgives you and me, how can we withhold forgiveness from someone else? The grace of God fills our lives, and we extend that to other people. In the words of St. Paul in Ephesians 4, verse 32, be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ forgives you. Forgive me for getting a drink of water here. Now you might say to me, Pastor, I want to forgive. I really do, but I don't forget. When someone sins against me and really hurts me, I dwell on that hurt. My mind gravitates toward that sin. I can't help but think about it. And every so often, I think about stuff that happened years and years ago. We all do that, don't we? I do. Anybody else? Come on. Yeah. We all do that. It's almost like the mind remembers pain. I guess the mind remembers the pain and wants to avoid it. Maybe it's impossible for us to forget that stuff. But that doesn't mean we can't forgive the offender. Even though we remember the offense, we can still forgive the person who hurt us. Forgiveness is a choice. A choice that God wants us to make. We can decide to not hurt someone for hurting us. We can decide to show love and kindness to that person. What I mean is, forgiveness is setting aside my right to hurt you for hurting me, and I replace it with love. I replace it with a desire for your good. We can decide to not keep a record of wrongs suffered. That means I don't keep a big long list of all the bad things that you've done to me and break out that list when we're having a disagreement. Let's say a husband and wife are having a lively discussion. You know what a lively discussion is. They're fighting. They're having a lively discussion because the husband didn't call home to let his wife know that he would be late for supper. Well, the husband was inconsiderate. He should apologize. But the wife shouldn't say, "Well, you forgot our anniversary 12 years ago, and you didn't take out the trash this week, and you didn't help me change a lot of diapers when the kids were smaller." That's keeping a record of wrongs suffered. And the wife needs to let that go. Motivated by Christ's love and forgiveness, we get rid of those lists of wrongs suffered. We dwell on Christ's love, on His forgiveness. And pretty soon, we dwell on those past offenses less and less. Pretty soon, they're nothing more than distant memories. Brothers and sisters, forgiveness isn't really a hot topic for discussion. Talk about forgiveness from the pulpit and you'll likely get a few yawns. Yet God's forgiveness is the very heart of a right relationship with God, and it's essential for healthy, happy relationships with other people. Without forgiveness, we would be the most miserable of people. So thank God for His forgiveness. Praise God that in Christ, God remembers our sins no more. Because of Jesus' work, God keeps no record of our sins. May that great and glorious truth warm and transform our cold hearts into warm, forgiving, forgetful hearts. May we declare with King David in Psalm 32, "Blessed is he whose transgressions are covered, whose sins are forgiven. Blessed is the man whose sin the Lord does not count against him, and in whose spirit there is no deceit." God grant it to us for Jesus' sake. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.